And can you tell me about your own career progression?
Well, when I moved from the John Radcliffe Hospital down to the Diabetic Foot Clinic, I was promoted to Chief 3 podiatrist, so I could concentrate on providing care to the diabetic foot. So that was the sort of start of me devoting all my time to the diabetic foot. And there weren't that many Chief 3 posts about in the UK at the time. Since then, now in 2007, we've had something called Agenda for Change, which is a single pay spine for the majority of the professions in the health service, except for dentists and doctors. They luckily have managed to avoid that. So everything has changed yet again. But I've reached as far as I can go. The only thing open to me is to become a surgical podiatrist. And I think at my age, I'm probably too old to do that. I've just started, halfway through, a supplementary prescribing course because the government are changing the legislation on who can prescribe medicines. So maybe in the future, podiatrists will get independent prescribing rights and would be able to prescribe it in sort of very narrow sort of band of medicaments. So that would be the sort of next change for me. I've been lucky in that I'm interested in education, not just of patients but of staff. So I was fortunate that I gave some lectures at the Warwick Diabetic Foot module, which is a master's module. And they asked me whether I'd like to run the course, so I've been doing that for the last 2 years. So I'm a very lucky individual in that I've got a nice job, and I can have my little fix of education at the same time. So my only complaints are that there are not enough resources for the diabetic foot in general, not just in my area, but throughout the UK.